This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Where does our franchise go? That is the question. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you're just joining us, the Hawks have let go Landry Fields. He was the general manager. And, Mike, they are searching now for president of basketball operations. It is interesting because you say, or we might have said, hey, considering the circumstances, Landry Fields had some success. I mean, one of his best players went down. You know, hey, he made the trade. The trade ended up looking pretty good when you talk about improving the bench. Yes, they didn't make it out of the play-in again, but why would you fire Landry Fields?
Now, again, for those who don't remember, Travis Schlenk never, ever, ever wanted to do the DeJounte Murray trade. Now, he might have done it for one first-round pick, but he was going to do it for three. And the idea goes back to, you got to walk it all the way back to the 21-22 playoffs, when you had Trae Young getting double-teamed by Miami, and then they said, well, we're going to have to get some help for Trae. It was, well, if you get some help, you get better athletes around him, you can pass the ball to, and then they can make baskets. The idea, as you pointed out, the two ball-dominant guards never worked. So Schlenk never wanted that. But this was supposedly the cabal of wrestler's son with his guys that apparently have their own analytics and their own version of what the NBA should look like, and Landry Fields was on board with it. But then at the end of the day, you're right. Chris is going to talk about it tonight coming up later. You know, he actually started to do things right after doing some things I thought very wrong. You know, you talked about bringing Caris LeVert and bringing Mann in here and certainly George Niang. You know, and Reese Sashay was certainly the right pick. Sar might be the good guy, too, for the Wizards eventually, but certainly notwithstanding these last two playoff games, Reese Sashay's looked good. But then, as Carl, it come down to, is it Tony Ressler, the big guy, not the son, upset, I'm sick of this rut, as we are all sick of this playing rut, and he's going to go bring in a new general manager who might actually consider blowing things up, or at least moving on from Trae?
Yeah, look, Tony said today in a statement, every offseason we evaluate how we operate and the way we can improve things in our organization. We enter this pivotal offseason where we have several complex decisions ahead of us. He's not lying, and I'll lay this out for you in just a second. But he also goes on to say that we're committed to providing, you know, the human and financial resources needed to ensure that we navigate these decisions with a high level of precision and foresight. Look, I said this to Mike earlier. We need big picture. And what I mean by that is it's beyond just right now. And part of the big picture is the decision that's going to happen on Trae. The reason that there's a decision on Trae is because there's nobody that's going to affect your roster financially more than Trae Young in the next year. He's eligible to sign a four-year, $229 million extension up until next June. And then, if he is named first, second, or third team All-NBA, which is very likely, that goes to 5 years, $345 million. That's called a supermax. And, Mike, there's a very likely chance that that could happen. And if the team says, well, you know what, we're not going to do an extension, okay, well, Trae plays through next season, and then he opts out.
He walks.
Because he can, and he's an unrestricted free agent. He can go anywhere he wants.
And we get nothing for him.
Nothing.
Just like the Al Horford situation, you know, I mean, 10 years ago, whatever it was.
So, and by the way, he'd have to decline the $49 million player option, but he's going to, because he's going to get more than that. So this is a huge decision as we move forward. And again, he's under contract. You don't have to rush to do this, but you got to know it is looming. And then, Mike, what do you do with this core? Zachary Richache, Dyson, Jalen. I'm throwing 00 in there. 00 showed me a lot of heart the other night, man. I mean, I've watched the kid all season. I've told you guys, I thought he was getting better. He needed more minutes. And he got him this season, and I feel like he's really come along. But to your point, He's the four. He's not the five. And so you still have to go get some pieces to help.
There's some dudes out there, and we'll get into the free agents, and all the guys you could trade for. But again, this is where it hurts. You don't have all that equity as far as draft picks. Because teams that are going to blow it up and give you a big center might want to be able to rebuild, but you don't have that equity to trade. Now, we got to watch and see what happens. Sorry. Real quick, Day-Day, the scenarios with Sacramento as far as where we go with the draft picks?
Yeah, so according to our guy Brad Rowland, it looks like what's going to take place right now is that the Hawks do have the 22nd pick via the Lakers for the 2025 draft. The Kings pick will enter the lottery at number 13. Atlanta is very likely to receive that selection, but the only way they will not get the pick is if Sac jumps to the top four of the lottery.
So they get lucky with the lottery, with ping pong balls. Carl, we need a big. I'm down with Okongwu. Upper body doesn't. I mean, am I being too critical when I say that Jalen Johnson can't stay healthy? Because last 3 years, he's missed a lot of games.
I don't know. I don't know if we can judge that quite yet. Now, if we get into another season and Jalen next year misses multiple games, then it's going to be a real concern. But right now, Mike, I don't know if I can just say he's injury prone and therefore, you know, I can't trust him. I'm not willing to say that. The Hawks already gave him 5 years, $150 million. So they feel like he's going to be a dude.
But the thing is, I was arguing, I guess we're getting into semantics. We've had a young team. Okongwu is young. Trey is still under 26. He's 26. It's a relatively young squad. Yes, we added more youth with Reece Hoshea. I get that. Dyson Daniels is young. But I've been hearing about a young core now for 3 years. We're not doing anything.
No, they haven't.
So if you're a wrestler, are you upset with this? I don't know. Got some bad news from Truist Park.
Yeah, I see that. Strider, 15-day IL?
He's going to be retroactive to the 18th, so they're going to push it back a few days. Apparently, he jacked up his hamstring having a catch.
Playing catch. So right hamstring. Mike, can anything wackier happen with this team? Seriously.
He's literally throwing the baseball in the outfield. He jacks up his hamstring?
Yes. So go ahead and scratch that next start for Strider. So this is retroactive to what? What's the date?
The 18th.
Okay. All right. Steal. Just wacky stuff happening, man. And so, by the way, Strider just got back. So
you just got a 3-game win streak. You know, the weirdness with Kelnick notwithstanding. Yeah, you're feeling a little bit better about yourself, this Braves team, man. Born under a bad sign this year now.
Well, and then Chris Sale, I mean, his ERA is upwards of 6. I'm not concerned because his stuff still looks pretty good, but he only went 4 1/3 the other night when he pitched on Saturday. You're just kind of like, okay. So, yeah, that news from Truist Park. But back to the Hawks real quick here, because this story, it's going to linger. Mike, this may not happen immediately, meaning the hire might not happen. But you need to have somebody hired before the draft, which is June.
And, look, you jumped the gun, or at least you got ahead of everybody getting Quinn Snyder, signed him that $40 million deal back when. You're going to need to – and guys, where are we going to get a GM from? I don't know. Oklahoma City? They seem to have a pretty good handle on things. Any team that's leapfrogged us the last 3 years, right? Detroit, Pacers. There's a lot of guys, places you could go to. But, I mean, come on, guys. We also have to wonder, though, about wrestler, because wasn't like the perception Landry Fields was in tight with wrestler's kid?
That was the perception.
So,
yes.
So does that mean wrestlers lost faith in their process? And that's why I go back to what I asked you earlier about Trey and his long term future here.
Well, look, I get back to the numbers and what the value of Trey is and what he isn't. The organization has to figure that out. But I'm not willing to say whether they're going to do something or not until I find out who's getting this job, because that's going to determine where this goes. And that's why when we start talking, at least me, when I say big picture, guys, there's so many layers and elements to this, these aprons and being in the tax. And here's what I know about the Hawks right now. They got $50 million to spend this offseason. They can improve this team. You have to make a decision on whether or not long-term you are committed to Trey or not. And I said this, and we put a poll question up at Dukes and Bell 929. Can you win with him? And if you feel like the new GM president of basketball ops, Mike, feels that way, who's going to come in here and basically be the overseer, then guess what? You move forward and then you add to what we have. But that is the real question that has to be answered. So I don't know yet, because I don't know who's going to get this job.
But, I mean, I just – you got to look at this position. We said this – same argument we had every single offseason. What are we doing? It's the ultimate chicken and the egg. How do you help Trey out? Trey's never really had that consistent Robin, if you want to call Trey Batman. Now, I will say this. We do get some pushback from some of the audience today, starting to feel that Trey just can't get the job done here. But in Trey's defense, as we said, you know, John Collins was an inconsistent piece. I mean, an expensive piece, but not a true star. Jalen Johnson can't stay healthy. We like the core. You mentioned Okongwu. You got to feel good about Risache, but you need a true rim protector. You got to get some more size, more athleticism. And you've got to, you may have to spend some form of a tax, Carl. I mean, the fans don't want to hear about our, we talked to Steve Kuhn and like, well, it doesn't make any sense. Well, it makes no sense for me to be a fan if I know you're just stuck in neutral. This Hawks organization is like a car up on blocks right now in your front driveway.
And that's why they made a change. That's why they made a change. For the last 3 years, we haven't gone anywhere. And for the last 3 years, you've had a guy that could make. Listen, Mike, you got to be bold. What's the bold move that Landry Fields made? If you're going to tell me trading DeAndre Hunter, that's not bold. That's called opportunistic.
Yeah, it was a dumb move to trade three number ones for DeJounte Murray. And then, look, Trey's also coupled because Trey signed off on it, but they never executed the offense the way it was designed.
So I just feel like you got to be bold and you got to be willing to take smart chances, to improve your team. But I'll say this. If I own the team, and you may not like this, I wouldn't be in the luxury tax right now either. 3 years of the play-in? And you want me to go spend how much more over and pay X amount of dollars for every dollar I spend?
But how do we get out of the play-in without getting better players?
Well, that's the thing. The players is one thing. But if you just want me to go spend and get into these luxury taxes to do it, that makes no sense.
But I will say, I mean, yes, from a purely business standpoint, yeah. But the fans don't care.
No.
And the fans, when they find out, you know, it's like, remember last year, we were looking at like the billionaire list of owners in American sports? Wrestlers got like twice as much money as Arthur Blank. Arthur Blank has always kind of received his daddy warbucks for everything. People don't want to see our teams involved in real estate deals. Okay, I want to see our teams involved in player deals, getting the best players in here. So, again, we're going to wait and see. It may take a while to get this general manager. You said not too long.
No, you can't.
We can all agree. Whatever you think of Trae Young, you've wasted another season is wasted with Trae Young. With this team that just can't seem to get out of its own way, with an owner who just doesn't seem committed, fairly or unfairly, as far as business practice, to spend the way other owners will spend.
No, and I don't disagree with you. As a fan, all I care about is winning, and I want a winning product on the floor. But I'm just saying, if you and I own the team, and you came to me and said, hey, we need to spend $50 more million on this team, and I said, well, for what?
Right.
That's why. Well, I mean, we're not doing anything. And then that gets back to who's making the decisions to bring the players in.
Well,
that guy's gone.
Well, that's just it. Well, your son. Now, again, this is where that old article that came out 2.5 years ago from The Athletic, inferring that your son was the de facto general manager, signing off on some of these crazy decisions.
Yeah. Well, man, it's going to be interesting. Look, the Hawks offseason was already interesting. It's going to get even more interesting. All right, real quick, before we get out of here, Strider again. Let's repeat this.
Goes back. They're going to retrograde. They're going to retroactive the 18th of April. So a couple days back today, while having a catch, playing catch in the outfield, he jacks up his hamstring.
All right.
So he's on the 15-day DL.
All right. Let's get out of here, man.
Jeez.
It's unbelievable.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9.
Oh!
The Game.
Hey, tomorrow, another big show coming your way as we count down to the NFL draft. Chris is coming up. Stay right here. He's got you at 6 o'clock. Thursday, we're at Flowery Branch. Friday at Flowery Branch. Thursday, we're at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the draft, Mike. I can't wait. First night is always exciting, and then we're following that up there at Flowery Branch.
Who are we going to be talking to?
You know, it's a good question. If I gave you odds, maybe we'll do this tomorrow. Right. If I gave you odds, who are we talking to? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Hey, Big O. Great job behind the glass as always. Day-to-day executive producing. All right, Mike Bale, we got to get out of the way, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, just talking about a general manager losing his job. I know one pretty soon is about to lose his job. Nico Harrison, in an interview, the Mavericks general manager, saying that, quote, he underestimated the connection between Dallas Mavericks fans and Luka Doncic, who, of course, he traded for Anthony Davis with the Lakers. There was also a video, I've got it at Mike Bell ATL, where he leaves speaking at the press conference and he goes to exit the door behind where the backdrop is, and the door won't open. There's a metaphor in there somewhere, Carl.
Wow.
Maybe someone changed the codes on his card.
That's not right. Hey, Snit, I love you. You've been great. As a matter of fact, I'm glad that the Braves gave you the opportunity to take this team and become its manager. Remember when, guys? Maybe you don't. When he got the job, everybody said, he's a bridge guy. He'll be there for a year or two, and then he'll be out of there. That's been really good. But I got to be honest. What were you doing to not see that Kelnick was not hustling? It's your job to watch the game, all 162 of them, and for you to say, I didn't see it. What were you doing, Snit? Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
if you don't.
Your girlfriend's texting Shannon Sharp some dirty stuff.